This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
And one time at band camp...
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. We're live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill and, of course, our clubhouse studios each and every Saturday from 11 to 2 o'clock. Start with our golf show on the Tee Florida, and now 2 hours of positive perspective from the peewees to the preps to the pros. I'm joined by Ben Botham and, of course, Oscar Garner III, the big O, bringing a little young perspective in today's show. I want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, Sea Dog Brewery and Ice Pick, Body Armor, and we'll talk a little prep connection with Jake Perper in this hour from the Sun Bass Basketball Tournament, Shrimpy's Waterfront, and of course, Ferg's and Big Storm Brewery. And I've got a couple new prospects that I'm sure are going to close, and we'll continue to add opportunities for people to join us each and every Saturday down here. 105 televisions, in fact, tomorrow, NFL football, of course, tomorrow, and Oscar's going to break down that lineup for me.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we're actually getting pretty deep in the season here. It's kind of it's a bittersweet time of the year. We're getting closer to playoffs. We're getting closer to Super Bowl stuff, and but we're getting less and less NFL season as the weeks go on. So guys are fighting for their playoff lives. It's pretty interesting right now. We got the Ravens at the Jaguars in the 1 o'clock window. Browns are traveling to the Buccaneers. So
No. Bucks are going to Cleveland.
Oh, Bucks are going to Cleveland.
The Browns wish they were coming to Tampa Bay.
They would love that weather change, wouldn't they? So no, Buccaneers are traveling to the illustrious city of Cleveland. Bengals will be in Tennessee to play the Titans. Texans will be with the Dolphins this weekend. Dolphins are still fighting to be at the top of the AFC East right now.
Is Deshaun Watson, is it next week he gets to play?
It's next week. It's next week. Did you think of Deshaun because of the Texans or the Browns?
I thought about Texans, but I knew he played for the Browns.
Okay, okay.
That's why
I just wanted to make sure you're up to date.
He is allowed to practice.
I know where he's at.
Yeah, he has been. He has been in practice.
Yeah, I knew all that. I knew that it was either this weekend or next weekend when he gets to actually strap it on.
Yeah. Interesting phrasing. Anywho,
you can't take this kid anywhere.
The Bears will be playing the Jets. It's going to be the Mike White game.
Kentucky graduate.
Mike White is Western Kentucky.
We got two freaking potential starters in the NFL.
Wait, Mike White and who?
The backup for
is Heinicke Western Kentucky?
No, the Patriots. He made a name for himself.
Zappy.
Yeah. He's a hilltopper.
So Zappy and Mike White. Okay.
Two hilltoppers, baby.
Those are the two.
There you go. There's a little hilltopper history.
The hilltoppers taking over the number two slot in QBs everywhere. So.
Yeah, right. Pretty impressive, though.
Jets will be favored in that game. Actually, point of fact, they were favored 5.5 points before they changed QB. They changed the QB. Now they're favored 6 points.
They gave Zach Wilson the old hookarooski.
Get him out of here.
You know, from BYU, I thought that he was drafted way too early. I didn't think that it merited. But that was a typical Jets move in those days. Now they got a new coach. No nonsense. I mean, he's like, you're not doing the job. He threw for 73 yards last week.
He hasn't been great, and I think when he was measured up against, people thought he was going to be the stud and Justin Fields was going to suffer. But now Justin Fields is coming around, and they're going to have their matchup this weekend.
Yeah, well, and he'll be riding pine.
He will be riding pine, so he'll be watching. Falcons will be traveling to see the Commanders. Taylor Heinicke gets a chance to do his thing once again this week.
That cat just gets it done, though.
He's like,
I don't care what you say.
He's like our Ryan Fitzgerald almost. He's going to be that guy who comes off the bench. And he might go to a couple teams and make it fun. He'll be interesting to watch these next couple years. I like Taylor Heinicke.
He carries a clipboard, and then all of a sudden he's in and he gets the job done. That raises his value. And when he's out on the free agent market, gets paid more jack.
Well, he's going to be paid more than Carson Wentz will, that's for sure. Broncos and Panthers, two just mediocre teams. Point of fact, though, old Panthers coach, what was that, Matt Rhule?
Matt Rhule.
Isn't he in conversation for, I think, Nebraska?
He's not, just, not just in conversation. He has definitely signed with Nebraska. As
no way. What was this? Today?
This is today. This is breaking news today. ESPN was reporting it.
It's a done deal.
It's a done deal. He will be with them this year. Wow. After a Lincoln, pretty abysmal
Lincoln, stinking Lincoln, Nebraska, and Memorial Stadium is quite a sight. But it used to be the Mecca, and they had the record for most consecutive sellouts at Memorial because there's nothing else to do in Nebraska.
Yeah, there's nothing else much going on.
But it's been 20 years since they were a significant program, from any perspective, it's an uphill battle. They got a lot of jack, those rich farmers, but. It's not a garden spot you want to recruit to.
You know, my dad was just showing his age this weekend. We were watching a little football, and he's like, I remember when Nebraska was the expellers. He was like, I remember.
They were, man. I mean, they were power. They're playing the Miamis for national championships.
That's what he said.
They were the real deal.
Yep.
And as a Hawkeye fan, we hated their guts because I grew up across the river from them. And we blew. Like, we were not as bad as – we were worse than we are now at Iowa then.
Well, even though they're Big Ten, we're hoping for the dominance to return. So hopefully Matt Rhule can resurge this program.
I wouldn't put it past Matt Rhule to be able to get the job done. You got to think he did this with Temple and Baylor. He took Temple to two back-to-back 10-win seasons. So each one of those teams, he's taken 10. So three total 10-win seasons.
I didn't know this guy's resume was like that, to be honest.
So, and he played in the Big Ten. So this is him returning home to where he belongs, and I think that he'll be able to get the job.
And we know this, fellas. How many college coaches have made it to the NFL and turned around and went back home? And Nick Saban, one for example, Lou Holtz.
Happens time and time again.
Urban Meyer,
he didn't really make it back.
Oh, don't worry. He definitely will.
Well, his name was circling on this Nebraska
for whatever
job. Well, I don't see anybody picking him up again.
Well, a name circling as well right now is Deion Sanders possibly going to USF.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen?
He's got too much emotional equity at Jackson State right now.
I would, as much as I love the conversation, Deion lifting up the HBCU, Jackson State and all that, I mean, that it's Deion, though. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, you gotta level up.
Here's what I'm saying. USF is not a big enough program.
I wouldn't say there. No.
No. No. He's going to end up in a Big Five program. He will not end up at USF. Hell, they're throwing out John Gruden's name, and you have to put things into perspective. I've got friends that were involved when they launched the program, like 2007. They were number two in the country. USF was. Do you remember those days, Michael? They were number two in the country, They put 50,000 strong in Raymond James Stadium. And Jim Leavitt was the coach at that time. Unfortunately, I know Jim. He coached at Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa. He was at the University of Iowa. Great guy. He got a little aggressive. And in this woke culture, this is pre-woke culture, they gave him the boot.
Well, didn't he hit a kid in the head? But he was wearing a helmet, though, right? He was wearing a helmet, at least.
Mike, I'm about Mike to hit you in the helmet. What a soft.
You have to be woke to be against just beating on players.
No, I'm okay with him hitting a kid from time to time, especially if he's got a helmet on.
I got my bell rung by coaches. I got hit harder on the sidelines than you did out on that on the field. Get on the microphone, buddy, if you want. Yeah.
So we got the curse of Jim Leavitt right now.
Exactly.
We need to bring him back.
Yeah, and my friend Dan McCarney, who you've heard on the show, he was an assistant, and he said he would dive back in a heartbeat to assist that program. So anyway, back to Deion Sanders. I think that I think if he was further along, he might even be looking at this Auburn job that's open right now.
I was going to sneak that word in there. I just don't know what's going to go on with Lane. His whole thing is just...
No, Lane came out again today, Lane Kiffin.
Well, he's got to.
The second time in 24 hours. And he said, I am not taking the Auburn job. I'm staying here this year. And I believe he will this time. Because he's taking that Ole Miss program a long ways. All right, we're not done with the NFL yet.
We aren't. What do we got? We got Chargers, Cardinals. Chargers fighting to stay relevant. Cardinals doing what I thought they would do this season. They're just middling. I mean, that's a game I wouldn't even put money on. That's a pick 'em. Anyone can have that.
Well, that's because Call of Duty came out.
Oh, right.
Kyler Murray. He hasn't played since the new Call of Duty came out.
I forgot.
Kyler Murray has not played.
This is like the Base Saber. Kyler. This is like the Saber metric stats that they come out with, like the random.
All right. Share this story for anyone that's not familiar with Kyler Murray's prima donna perspective on how important he is.
Well, we got to go back to the contract. The contract that he signed.
That's what I want you to do, because you just threw a curve at people. They're not familiar with it.
They don't know FaZe Kyler. He's streaming live on Twitch every day.
They don't know that the Cardinals had to pull him away from his video game career using his own contract by stipulating time away from video games and learning the playbook.
Now that is immaturity at its height.
Isn't that crazy?
That's prima donna at its height.
Well, he might get carpal tunnel in those thumbs. You have to be able to grip a football.
You have to be very careful with that type of thing. That type of stuff requires rehab, you know?
He's a natural athlete, and it's just sad that he couldn't take it a step further. Look at a Patrick Mahomes, who's committed, dedicated. He's got those kind of skills. And he really never has fulfilled them. And I think this will be the final year of his marriage with the Cardinals.
Wow, you think it's going to be that?
I just believe that they're very concerned about their future. They had a very bright future, and they started getting rid of some of their key players.
I think Cliff is going to be gone before he's
gone. Kingsbury will be gone.
Yeah, Kingsbury is going to be gone before he's gone. That's for sure.
All right. Let's keep moving.
Okay, so the Raiders are playing the Seahawks. I just want to throw back real quick. I was really high on the Raiders having a comeback game against the Colts a couple weeks ago, and Jesus Christ, Josh McDaniels is terrible. So I took a pick that the Raiders were going to be the top of that division this year. Absolutely sailed on that one, so that's on me. But loving to see the Seahawks win. So they're going to be fighting to stay at the top of the, NFC West? Is that them?
Hey, they're AFC West.
No. Seahawks are NFC.
Oh, I thought you were talking. Yeah.
No, it was
NFC. Yep.
But the Seahawks are fighting to stay up top. They have a playoff spot right now.
The 49ers will win that division.
Yeah, that's true. Let's talk about that. The 49ers are going to be playing the Saints this weekend. They're trying to keep their top spot, too. They're trying to stay in the playoff hunt.
That's a W.
I agree. Rams are at Chiefs.
There's the biggest failure of the year, the Rams.
Golly, I did not see that coming.
Besides the Green Bay Packers. I go Rams, biggest failure, and then the Packers.
I would say the Raiders are up there, too, with the skill that they have. I would think that.
Not as much as those two teams. Were they advanced, too?
How do you feel about the Broncos, then?
Oh,
Broncos country. That's right.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I had season tickets in the 80s. My son still has them. Benny?
Yeah.
And but he's a diehard Packer fan, but you don't want his perspective.
Is he on watch right now?
Oh yeah, he should be. He's over in Spain watching. But anyway, very disappointed in the Broncos.
Well, speaking of the failures, just to circle back, Chiefs are favored by 16 points against the Rams. It's just not. That doesn't sound
they put
football.
Up the white flag. They've given up.
And then we got the Eagles, 9-1. The Packers will be traveling to see them. Can't wait to see the Packers get stomped out. Hopefully their season is just completely killed after this game.
Kind of like your mic's about to be.
Well, you know where my allegiance.
The Detroit Lions, and they should have won on Thanksgiving.
Just like every Thanksgiving.
Exactly. What's the Monday night game?
Monday night game.
And then we'll Michael Lawrence.
Steelers Colts is the Monday night.
Steelers and the Colts. Michael Lawrence.
Hey, how's it going?
Good to see you, my friend.
Am I on?
You're on.
All right.
You've been on before. You're over there. I don't know what you were doing.
Hey, I was, observing. Ferg's is popping today. This is an awesome day to be out here.
You think? When you got Michigan and Ohio State fighting for a playoff berth, and of course for bragging rights for the next year, and one of the storied. Over 100 years those two have been playing each other.
A little update on the score. It's 10-3 right now, Ohio State.
Ohio State. And I, being a Hawkeye fan, I am pulling for the Buckeyes. Because they can play somebody in the SEC. You're a Florida State grad. You were happier than heck last night.
Oh, my goodness. It was too stressful for me. I watched. I had a great time, though. I was out in one of our sports bars here in the Tampa Bay area.
Where were you at?
I was actually at Wing House.
So. Wing House packs. I mean, well, this side's the Florida State watch party headquarters.
Yes.
It was nuts here.
So I've actually been here to the Pinellas Seminole Club.
Yeah, you were on the show briefly, and then you were giving some of your books away.
So definitely shout out to the Pinellas Seminole Club. They do some great things here in the area. All the Seminole Clubs here in the area, if I can promote them for just a moment.
Absolutely. This is a Florida State place. You can promote anybody in Florida State you want.
So these alumni clubs, they work with the local bars and everything, and they end up raising money for scholarships. So a kid, a high school student here in Tampa Bay, whether it's Tampa side, St. Pete side, Clearwater side, so he has their eyes on going to Florida State. They apply to get one of these scholarships, and the local club helps them, whatever amount of value it is. They'll give them some money for a scholarship. So those alumni clubs are helping kids go to college.
Great value. And I tell you what, I think you guys, and I talked to Florida State guys all week long in my circle there, Barry Smith, I can go on, and the majority of the guys, and Mark Ferguson, they love what Mike Norvell's doing. And I saw last night what I was very impressed with, his offensive call-making ability and what he's doing with that offense. I mean, it was very impressive.
Yes. They've got three good running backs. They got Wilson, is a great 6'7" wide receiver. And Jordan Travis is just killing it. He's grown immensely in the last year.
The quarterback?
Oh, yeah.
He was doing his best Patrick Mahomes rendition last night. He did. I don't know if you guys saw the game, but he did two slides on the goal line. And unfortunately,
he stood a little too early.
The rule is they marked the ball where you start the slide.
Well, the first one wasn't really much of a slide, more just him like ducking.
Didn't want to get his
tore off. He needs to raise his shoulder and just go right into bro.
Or take the shot and get the. If he's in the middle of the field, then he gets the flag. But then you got the concussion protocol.
Yeah.
I was impressed with that kid.
Oh, yeah. He's super. What I did not realize until recently, I should have known this as a Florida State alum and all that stuff. His brother played Florida State baseball about 10 years ago or 8 years ago. Devin Travis was a draft pick by the Blue Jays years ago. I'm a bigger baseball guy. But, Devin Travis, I don't know if he made the Blue Jays, but he was Blue Jays minor league for a long time.
It is amazing, and hanging out with Barry Smith, the generational, a dad will have played there, and then his son. Seminole Nation is loyal. There's no doubt about it. Here's a quick funny story about Barry Smith, and he had a tailgate last night.
Okay.
And he had to leave afterward because he had another pressing deal, but he threw a big tailgate party, and John Daly, JD, showed up. And he had Seminole gear on.
Nice.
He's a Razorback.
Yeah.
So there must have been some financial motivation behind that.
Supporting your friends, think it's a Friday night. Who else is playing,
Exactly.
And that was the good thing about last night is we had a monopoly on college football last night.
Yes, you did.
Versus
today, because you've got so many interstate rivalries.
Yep.
You've got decades-old rivalries that may be going away with all this reconstruction of the conferences. Unfortunately, the rich tradition in college football is going the way of the dodo bird. All right, let's take a few moments away from the world of football, and we'll let you two talk a little baseball. I'll start with you. Ben's been obviously holding the flag for us when it came to the baseball. What'd you think overall of the 2022 baseball season?
So I was impressed. It was a lot of fun of a baseball season. I'm happy Dusty Baker finally won. Definitely.
Fair enough.
For the Astros, because I still hold the whole trash cans and
as we all should never
the cheaters, the asterisks.
But Dusty Baker's a good baseball man, has been in the game with 60 years or so. His roots go way back, and so I was rooting for him more than anything else during the World Series. I was like, all right, Dusty get the win. And Dusty, I actually sent Dusty a copy of my novel in June, so hopefully during the offseason he finds some time to check it out. I didn't realize he's got a story that will impress people. He met Jimi Hendrix back when he played like his earliest seasons with the Dodgers. He took some time off after a game or before a game.
Was that Dusty at Woodstock with his shirt off in the front?
It probably was. But he's got stories meeting Jimi Hendrix. I mean, how many major league managers can say, yeah, I hung out with Jimi Hendrix? I mean, that's
and brag about it and think it's really cool.
Yeah, exactly. So
he is a cool cat.
I wouldn't be surprised if he walks away. I don't know what the Astros situation is with his contract, but that's a life fully lived right there.
certainly is. I was still pulling for the Phillies. Of course, they're a semi-home team, you know, with their spring training here. And a friend of a friend who listens to the program, we might be getting a Brandon Marsh on the program. And I'm sure anyone can hear what's going on right now.
I would say that's a Michigan. That a Michigan score?
That is a Michigan touchdown for our friend to my left here.
I wonder how many Michigan degrees are in this bar right now.
All right, I'm muting your mic. All right. So,
oh, there
that cheer is not for our broadcast, but we'll take it.
I think we can claim that one. But as I was saying, we might be able to get Mr. Brandon Marsh, the right fielder for the Philadelphia Phillies, on the show. That is a very strong possibility coming into the spring training.
All right. I know, what do they call it? The hot stove?
Oh, yeah, hot stove league.
Well, there's a hot topic. Your perspective, because I know how he feels, on the Rays season.
Ooh, I mean, they've already done teaching the favorite. You're not on the team anymore. He was making $11 million. They let him walk. But, you know, a 32-year-old center fielder who's known for his defense is slowing down anyway. And they picked up that Jose Siri kid last year, who could probably be just as good as Kiermaier defensively. And then they traded G-Man Choi, which broke my heart. G-Man, you know, defensive specialist at first base. But G-Man, funny story about G-Man, when they were playing in Dunedin, with COVID, and they played on the Blue Jays in Dunedin for a major league game. I went to one of those games and everybody spaced out due to COVID rules or whatever. I sit next to my buddy, seventh inning, something like that. I was like, G-Man's going to hit a homer here. Next pitch, G-Man hits a homer. I've never been more right in my life. I was like, I'm a god. I'm not the god, but I'm a god.
I called a shot one time in Kansas City when my buddy's playing. Casey Blake, third base, he got up. I'm sitting next to my son. I said, and Casey's family was all in front of us. I don't remember, he played for Cleveland Indians. Anyway, I said, Casey's going to hit a shot. He was a third baseman, not a great stick. A rope down the third baseline home run. The family turned around, and I bragged about that on my radio show for years.
It's always a fun feeling. You know, you feel kind of powerful when you do that.
I was kind of a G-Man Choi fan, though, but it doesn't matter if you're a fan or not.
He didn't produce at all when it comes to the hitting side. You know, he was batting, you know, below 200 for a good portion of the season. So the Rays really right now need a strong left-handed first baseman to get some hits for them. And I know some of the names have been thrown around, like Cody Bellinger. I really don't think that he's coming our way. Also, his batting average isn't that impressive. He batted, what, 211 last season?
Lost at the plate.
Maybe he'll bounce back. But some of the guys that they are looking at right now is Josh Bell, Jose Abreu, because they're not tagged with any qualifying offers. So signing them wouldn't mean giving up any draft picks, and it would go a long way and, you know, help and stabilize our lineup a little bit. Getting some guys who I know I hate to say it, but, you know, that can bat above 211.
Yep.
Because half our lineup was batting sub 200 for a good portion of the season. And in today's game, guys who bat 230 are considered A-plus hitters, which is unbelievable to me.
Well, if they would have made it to the playoffs, we would have had a movie, The Remarkable Rays. You know, you had your Miracle Mets, The Remarkable Rays.
You know, they're pitching. I mean, Glasnow is kind of a question mark all next season. Hopefully he comes back strong. You know, McClanahan's the ace. Patino, I'm not completely sold on yet. He has glimmers, but he goes four innings and then just, you know, self-destructs.
I'm happy with Rasmussen. I think he's a big star for the Rays and somebody that we really need to keep a hold on. So
Springs was really good, too. So they've got enough arms to patch a good season to five good starters. It's just how much are they going to get from Glasnow and Patino? I think it's probably the biggest two question marks.
I think we do need one more big arm, and we have the winter meetings in San Diego coming up, so hopefully that signals some more moves for the Rays.
Yeah, you said Baz? Baz?
Yeah.
Shane Baz? Yeah. Another one, like Patino, I'm not, like, it's great, has great moments, but it can be consistent through the whole season.
We got to take a quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk to Jake Perper briefly, and then the last 15, 20 minutes, we're going to just be kind of open for him, and maybe I'll ask these guys on this Thanksgiving weekend in sports what are they most thankful for? And maybe on their Christmas wish list for their favorite team, what they want. We'll be back here on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
The first quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Captain Jeff Figgers from Florida Fishing and Adventures. Do you want to constantly catch more fish, spend less time changing baits? If so, Monster 3X baits, jigs, and scents are the answer. Monster 3X baits are tough, durable, and resistant, which allows you to catch more fish per bait. The combination of the Monster 3X lure with the ProCure bait super scent, you will be landing more fish right away. Whether it's the Monster 3X Ultra Soft or the X Swim lures, Swim Shad, Paddle Tails, Crawfish, or the X Frog, Monster 3X, you'll always find it in my tackle box.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill at the corner of 13th and Central across from the Trop in downtown St. Pete, serving Champa Bay for over 29 years, is your iconic headquarters to catch your favorite teams in action with over 95 televisions, 35,000 square feet to serve private parties, game watching events, concerts, and of course all the Rays, Bucks, and Lightning action along with your favorite collegiate teams. Join the party every game at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Big Storm Brewing Company helps you weather any storm. From their award-winning Bramosa Tangerine IPA to their original Wavemaker Amber Ale, Big Storm has you covered. Give Florida's craft beer forecast a shot today and find out where you can get your Big Storm at BigStormBrewery.com. Enjoy an ice-cold Big Storm at tap rooms located in Clearwater, Orlando, Ybor City, and Odessa.
This is Mike Rickard, and I personally want to welcome our new supporter and partner, my Iowa friend, Barb with Champa Bay. Barb Grossenheider is with First Class Real Estate Gulf to Bay, and Barb brings her Midwest work ethic, her integrity, her commitment to every client, combined with her knowledge as she grew up in a family of home construction success for decades. Barb's energy and her bubbly personality take the stress out of the challenge of home buying in today's difficult market. I assure you, I've recommended her to my friends, and I look forward to spreading her professional service to all of Champa Bay. So reach out today with Barb from Champa Bay, barbwithchampabay@gmail.com, or give her a call at 813-564-4134. That's Barb with Champa Bay. Give her a call today, 813-564-4134. Hurricane Ian wreaked havoc across the state of Florida, leaving many Floridians asking where to go for information on their insurance claims. Times are stressful and the uncertainty is as well. Ask an Adjuster is here to guide you through the process and make certain you maximize your insurance claim. Fred Martinez and Roger Warren are private adjusters that work for you. They are not the insurance company. Their motto is inspect, advise, collect. The inspection and claim review are free. That's how confident Ask an Adjuster is. Fred and Roger have worked together for years and recovered $50 million for the clients on top of what the insurance company wanted to pay. Handling your own claim without a Florida public adjuster is like going to court without an attorney. You can do it, but a sizable disadvantage without the knowledge of the rules and procedures. Give Fred and Roger a call today at 321-961-3380 for your free inspection and claim review. That's 321-961-3380. Go to askanadjuster.com for more information and ease the stress of this challenging time.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Pulling out all the stops in the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. And we are live down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on a crazy Saturday. Absolute jam-packed Ohio State, Michigan. And there's not an empty seat in the place. And there hasn't been since Wednesday when we had the 30th anniversary last night, Florida State, USA soccer, and a draw. And right now, we're gonna switch gears. We're gonna go a little high school conversation. He was down here with me. We partnered up on a media night. It seems like forever now. I think it was around October 8th, that time frame. And he is Jake Perper. He's the founder of the Hoop Vibe, and he's kind enough to join me right now. What's happening, my man?
Nothing much, man. Just fresh off stuffing myself over Thanksgiving and trying to decompress, you know.
Well, let's right away before we start getting Ohio State or a Michigan score and we can't hear each other. Let's talk about what's going to take place at the end of December up there at Northside Christian.
Yeah, so sixth annual Sun Bash tournament. I started that. This is going to be the sixth year. There'll be 24 games across 3 days with 16 teams, two teams from out of state, including Brooklyn and Louisiana, and a bunch of high-quality teams around the state of Florida. So it should be a fun week.
Well, let's talk about your transition. You went to school in at Tampa, and got involved in sports management, and then you've taken that entrepreneurial dive with Hoop Vibe and putting on these incredible tournaments. I was very impressed with our media day, how organized and structured you are, and high school sports needs more guys like you. But talk about your journey.
Yeah, no doubt. So, in high school, actually, I started writing for, at the time, a little-known site called Bleacher Report. I mean, anybody could go on there. And my family's from Chicago, so very passionate about the Bears, the Bulls, Blackhawks. Really fell in love with writing then in high school as a junior.
Wait a minute. You didn't say Cubs.
I'm not a huge baseball guy. I love Wrigley, but I'm not a big, baseball fan. So, writing about it is not the same. So that's why I kind of left them out. But so long story short, so I'm writing about the Bears. Some guy reached out to me saying, "Hey, you're pretty good. You should have your own site," because I started on Bleacher Report and then I had my own site and I was kind of doing that, junior year of high school until the end of college. And I interviewed, Mike Ditka, Gale Sayers. I don't know how I pulled these off, but it kind of really gave me the confidence to say "Hey man, I could be in this field." So I wrote for, numerous newspapers, including Tampa Bay Times and the previous Tampa Tribune, and then fell into this job with Prep Hoops, which I was with for 6 years up until January, doing events and writing, and then just ventured off to my own thing in August. And again, this is my sixth year of the Sun Bash tournament, which I've done, while I was with Prep Hoops as well. So just trying to do as much as I can to, better myself and then just, help these kids and these teams that, need these organized events where they can get seen by media and coaches as well.
We're talking to Jake Perper, of course. We were involved in this is our Body Armor Prep Connection segment, as most of them weren't available for a conversation this weekend, most of the teams. And of course, it's high school playoff time. But I absolutely love the passion, the emotional equity in high school sports. And I applaud guys like you, and I certainly have done it for almost 20 years. The level of appreciation from the coaches, the families, and the players themselves, along with hopefully some economic opportunity for you and for me and the people behind it and Mark Ferguson supporting us. But they're a lot more gracious.
Yeah, no, and I'm glad that you said that. So, like through my journey, I've covered basically every sport at every level, wrestling, track and field. I covered arena football. I've covered minor league hockey, minor league baseball, NBA, any college, all those things. College guys are, semi-appreciative. When you get to the bigger leagues, they really don't care as much. But to your point, being around, the parents that are gracious, the coaches, and you heard it at the Sun Bash Media Day. Obviously, I'm connected with a lot of those coaches, and they want to be involved in the stuff that I do. But it never hurts hearing what they have to say about my event and about me. It kind of just keeps me going in this world, this niche world that is, high school sports and specifically high school basketball.
So this tournament is obviously open to the public. Before we let you go, why don't you let people know how they can get more information on it and get up and watch some of this great high school action and future college stars, and you also have had some kids that have gone on to the NBA.
Yeah, we've had five NBA players. The most recent was Musa Diabate, who's a second-round pick of the Clippers. He played at IMG. The first year, we actually had Anthony Edwards, who was the number one pick 2 years ago, came down from Georgia. But, yeah, so year six, we've had just over 200 kids go off to college with the tournament, which is a great number. You know, it's just going to keep going up. But, yeah, you guys can find us at SunBashTourney, TOURNEY.com, and then also on social media at SunBashTourney, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, it doesn't matter. That's the handle. So December 27th through the 29th, 3 days of action at Northside Christian, 8 games a day, and it'll be a fun week, a lot of good basketball.
Well, I'll be getting a hold of you. We're planning on having some semblance of a broadcast and coverage it on RadioSaintPete.com on our new sports channel, The Stream. So I'll talk to you about that. And one last side note before I let you go. I was blessed, as you were, on two occasions to interview Gail Sayers. And God rest his soul, what a great human being.
Awesome guy. I mean, for me as a Bears fan, lifelong Bears fan, and, you know, was in that world professionally, still sort of in, but more of like a fun thing. Yeah, Gail's unbelievable. Mike Ditka was unbelievable. It just hearing these guys' stories, you know, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. But yeah, no, for sure. Like you said, though, the high school world is one of those things that's just a little different because you see them before they blow up, and that's pretty fun.
All right, Jake, I'm looking forward to future ventures with you and collaborating so we can bring the positive message of high school sports. And, I'm from Iowa, you're from Illinois. The amazing athletes down here that need to be recognized, and they welcome us with open arms. So that's a blast, too. So looking forward to it, my man.
Appreciate you having me on. And, yeah, we'll touch base soon.
He's Jake Pepper, and he's done a heck of a job. You came down that night when we had the media day. It was pretty cool, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah. I actually just looked it up. I still follow SunBash. I'm excited to go out and see those guys play.
Well, some great athletes. All right. So as I said, as we were, as I tried to fit that conversation into. Is that Ohio State?
Ohio State just put him up. It's going to be 20-17 Ohio State right here. What a weekend. What a weekend.
I still think it's because we're having a great show. I got great guests. I got Michael Lawrence. I got Ben Botham. I got the big old Oscar Garner III. I think I have an all-star panel, and I'm going to start out with this question. All right. Of this past year and your favorite sports teams, what are you most thankful for?
I guess I'll start off. I'm most thankful for the sports community here in Tampa Bay. I know that's a generic answer, but I'll tell you what, because my book...
You can't include the Rays.
I love everybody. Everybody. I'm the fan base is... now, Stu Sternberg can, eat some rotten turkey at the dinner table, you know.
I like that. I like that a lot.
I'm going to put him at the kids' table. You know, like, he's not invited, but everybody else has been great, you know. And what's awesome is, like, I've really felt a lot of love from the sports community with the novel and everything that I put out. So it's just like I'm actually feeling the fan base's love back, not just giving to the fan bases, but fan bases back and the support. You know, Ben from like the museum and everybody and you guys here, everybody involved in everything. And so that's probably what I'm most thankful for. Now, from an actual sports team thing, you know, I'm thankful the Rays are smart enough to keep it going here, 90-plus wins every year. You know, so that would probably be that we do such a good job here in Tampa Bay of keeping our teams moving forward. So,
well, we have to since we went with the moniker Champa Bay. We can't have a start like the Bucks had. All right, youngster, what are you most thankful for? Was it the win over Nebraska?
I'd probably have to say for my team itself, probably Georgia Southern getting the win over Nebraska. That was a huge, you know, motivational thing for us. Of course, and you're going to continue to hear about it, considering Nebraska beat your Hawkeyes. But yeah, I'll kind of echo that sentiment with, the Rays always putting up a good 90-win season. I'm really happy about that. And I would like to say, you know, what Berg said, saying, you know, the Rays are going to stay in St. Petersburg. If that comes true, that'll be the most thankful thing of a generation for me.
You would have loved it, Michael. Oh. And I don't think you heard him, but when we had Mark on, someone asked him, I think it was you or no, it was Barry Smith asked him, what's going to happen with the Rays? He guaranteed it. And he's got, you know, he's a pretty powerful guy in this community.
Not just once.
Yeah, he guaranteed it twice. And he only had one Bud Light in him. And and he said the stadium will be moved down here and it's not leaving this neighborhood.
You know, and that's probably the most profitable for the Rays because they get the property rights and then the reinvestment value and all that stuff. And Sternberg's all about his money.
Exactly. All right, my friend. You got anything positive to say?
Yeah, I got two things I'm pretty thankful for. I'm really thankful for Kenneth Walker. I know that was more of like the tail end of last season, but he was great for Michigan State.
Running back with the Seattle Seahawks now.
Yep. Still doing his thing. So still putting, you know, the green and white on his back and repping us. So love Kenneth Walker for that. But also my other green and white team. The Celtics went to the NBA Finals last year. They didn't win, but that was great to see that team out there winning. And they're at the top of the Eastern Conference this year, so I love it.
Now, that's a bandwagon rider. Grew up in Detroit. You got the Bad Boys, the Detroit Pistons.
Did you not say something positive? Did you not say do that? Or is that not what we're doing now?
I take that back. I apologize.
Jesus.
Green and white. Green and white. Everything's green and white.
Thank you.
You should be a Notre Dame fan with me.
No, God no. We have a rivalry trophy with you guys that we may never get to play for again.
Hey, Big Edge listening up there, and he's got great perspectives. He's been a sports broadcaster for years. He thinks that they should, and I wouldn't disagree, the Rays should locate at Gandy, but I'm a little partial because I like this location. You live in Tampa.
Do they have no space for that over
there? Well, they would level the dog track. The problem with the dog track site is
there's no dogs anymore. That's the problem.
There's nothing going on over there.
Well, it's
right by a TNA, too.
It's an environmentally sensitive site. And as well, there's only one way in and one way out, and that's Gandy. If you start putting 30,000 people on Gandy Boulevard, that's going to be a mess.
Well, what about over here?
You can jump right on the highway.
175 and you got a whole bunch of ways to get it done. So.
Yeah, this is the way into Tropicana Field's great. Like the ingress and egress and ingress, whatever that is. It is great. It's just
what's that sweet smell, fellas? nothing like being downtown St. Pete.
Drowned and gone.
All right. Hey, let's do it. We got time.
Christmas list?
Christmas list.
Yeah.
We'll start with you.
My sports Christmas list is for Tom Izzo to make us respectable in March Madness next year.
Make you respectable. He built the program.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know,
just this year.
Yeah, just to take us back this year. Okay, you know, we had a rough couple of years, got knocked off by Duke, which we could have won that one last season. But
that was not a great way to describe it.
I love Izzo. I had Izzo every year of school, went to a lot of games. I love it. I just wanted him to take us back this year.
I do love when he represents. I wish it was the Hawks, but that's never going to happen. I do love it when he represents the Big Ten in the Final Four. Your Christmas list from your sports team.
My Christmas list of things I'd want. How about the Rays getting some big bats?
Some big names?
Yeah, some big names. Guys who bat above 230, preferably.
That shouldn't be such a big ask.
It shouldn't be, but
today's league. On a Christmas list. That should be
like, I don't know about that.
In today's league, it's kind of tough, unfortunately. And, you know, maybe one more big arm.
Another ace?
One more ace, and I'd be pretty happy. I don't know who that ace is, but if somebody's lurking out there and they want a nice place on the bay, I wouldn't mind, you know, having them here. I could show them to all the real nice spots, even invite them on to the...
I'm sure they just come down here and be on a sports connection with drop a bag.
Exactly. That should be enough to get them to come here. And
well, we got Rick Vaughn in our corner now. He's part of our team. He can pull some strings for us in 2023. And you should be thankful...
Yes.
That I know you've been a little critical of him, the Kevin Cash days, because there's a lot of teams that would love to have a Kevin Cash.
Sure, a lot of teams would love to have him. I would love for him to go on a hiatus, though, during the playoffs. But during the regular season, I'm very happy to have him. Just in the playoffs, maybe he can go on vacation.
Hey, and one other thing that I'm going to throw to you, and Ed has a very good point, and we brought this up before, with my good friend Jeff Mangold, that was the strength and conditioning coach for the Yankees for those years. And he even alluded, Ed says, we need a conditioning coach all year long. Because look at the unbelievable numbers.
But our strength and conditioning coach, he got the award for best strength and conditioning coach at the All-Star game, Mike.
Which is ridiculous. And because even Jeff Mangold's a Christian, nice man that I went to high school with. And he was a little hesitant, but he did say, when I said, they need to bring you down. And he did say, well, it sounds like they might need a change a few things.
Yes.
So that's a fact.
That's unbelievable.
All right, so your Christmas.
My first Christmas gift I want is a Seminole win for a bowl game. I want them to win a big bowl game.
Well, you start out with getting to a bowl game. They got that done.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get to a bowl game. I want a bowl win because that's a 10-3 season.
You think they get to a New Year's Day bowl?
I don't think they get a New Year's Day bowl, but I think they get past December 20th. They'll get a Christmas season bowl. They'll get a good bowl game. And so it's a winning season. My second Christmas wish is I wish we didn't have to sacrifice our basketball team. Florida State basketball is absolutely trashed this year.
And I love Leonard Hamilton.
This team is just
hard to watch.
Oh, it's just terrible. So I wish that Christmas, I hope they go 500 this year, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, everything he has done for that program and the number of athletes he's put in the NBA, I can't see this being a long-term thing.
No, I don't either.
I think he'll turn things around no matter who he's got to play between now and the end of the season.
And I would also, a little bit more locally, I hope we get some really good stadium news on the Rays front. I hope Santa delivers about, $500 million to Tampa Bay area so we can build a stadium and it's not going to cost taxpayers.
Yeah.
Needs to be enclosed.
Yep.
Without a shadow of a doubt.
They cannot open up that stadium.
So does Santa deliver $500 million? I don't know. Is that too much?
Yeah, I might be pushing the old, you can just do it like the U.S. government. Santa will just print some money. Okay, in my world, I'd like to see the Iowa Hawkeyes actually recruit a legitimate quarterback. So we had an offense to go along with our national leading defense each and every year. And my Green Bay Packers to move Aaron Rodgers to Las Vegas or back home to San Francisco, and we get Brady for a year.
See, Aaron Rodgers might want to go down to South America and the jungles down there, taking some ayahuasca and having a good time.
He's lost everybody. All right, let's do a plug for your book. A great book. You've gotten a lot of traction. I applaud you. You are one of my. I should have had down you on the second anniversary show. You were one of my first interviews.
I appreciate that, Mike. Really do. Curveball at the Crossroads. The novel is a 4.8 on Amazon. It's doing really, really well. I'm going to be at James Joyce Irish Pub in Ybor City on December 5th from 6 p.m. to whenever I feel like leaving.
What's the name of the place? James Joyce?
James Joyce Irish Pub in Ybor City.
James Joyce don't sound like an Irish name.
It's a prominent writer, I guess, back in the day, so they love having me there.
Cool.
So James Joyce Irish Pub in Ybor City. I'm going to be signing and selling copies of Curveball at the Crossroads. It's a great baseball story about a young man hurts his arm, makes a deal with the devil to get back in the game.
Did I give you my copy? Did you get a copy?
Yeah, I have a copy. Yep.
Yeah.
Wonderful book. Everyone should give it a read. It's available on Amazon, correct?
Available on Amazon. I will be there in person. It's available on bookshop.org if you want to order it from local bookstores. Support your local businesses. Small Business Saturday today. So.
Is that what today is?
Today is Small Business Saturday.
Is that where they're having the Shopalooza down there?
Absolutely.
Oh, I get it now.
Black Friday, everybody goes to the
I thought Shopalooza was a concert.
Well, they also have, I believe it's an arts and crafts festival for going on down there for the Christmas season.
Oh, well, Ben, you're an arts and crafts guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'll make you a wreath. How about that, Mike?
Yeah, I'll meet you there.
You can put it on your little porch that you have, the Griswold family Christmas going there?
Oh, my God. I'm telling you what. All right, here's a test. Get ready, Big O. We got a couple more minutes. In Christmas Vacation, cinematic classic all time, in the first one, not Vacation, but Christmas Vacation, what beer is Uncle Eddie drinking? You only got a second here.
Meister Brau.
Take a guess.
Is it our wonderful sponsor, Coors Light?
No.
Meister Brau.
Yangling? I have no idea. I don't even think it's Yangling. That's the first beer I can
remember. I cannot believe that Ed Davis actually got... I believe he did, because he's probably not like me. It's Meisterbrah. I baffled people for years because I get it real specific. And great job from Ed. Meisterbrah. Look it up and look at the label.
Oh.
And in Vacation, you mentioned Coors Light.
Yeah,
in Vacation, he's carrying in the old days, you had a little thing that you kind of like these body armor things for your beer. And he offers a warm Coors to Clark when they showed up. You want a coldie?
Yeah,
it's been a long drive. And he reaches down and hands him one of these warm Coors.
Oh, my goodness.
So you're going to have to raise the bar. I didn't know Ed was... Was a historian on such important things.
So are we doing Christmas trivia next time?
We're going to do Christmas Vacation trivia. We're going to do Caddyshack trivia on the golf show. You get here.
Yeah, there we go.
And you blew it. You better pull it up and watch it a little bit because you got to have some semblance of Caddyshack.
What did I blow?
What beer was in the... bag of Rodney Dangerfield out in the
that one's easy
center of the
his whole bag was themed it was Budweiser.
I get a chance to put him on the spot. See, he didn't know.
No, he was shaking his head. He said no. So that's what I'm saying. He had it.
Good
on
job, because you're a historian. He's an old.
Wait, you said I'd blow before you even asked me the question. What is? No. I'm done.
The good old Rodney Dangerfield out there dancing it up.
Yeah, and it wasn't Miller Lite. It was Budweiser.
Yep.
And the song that was playing was from Earth, Wind, and Fire. That is a classic movie. Those two, they should have gotten Oscars. I don't understand that. I do not.
Hall of Fame.
See, I still like his putter designed by Albert Einstein.
Hey, have you guys seen Plane, Trains, and Automobiles? They're running that right now. It's a Thanksgiving thing. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, that is a classic.
Yep.
There wasn't anybody better than John Candy, man.
John Candy's a class act, and he loved it down here in the St. Petersburg area.
Oh, your mom met him.
Yep, she met him when they were filming, what was it called? Summer Rental. And it's filmed.
He was great in that, too.
Oh, yeah, it's filmed all throughout John's Pass and the Indian Rocks area.
Yeah.
And even our one of our guests that came on, Andrew, the sailboat captain.
Hey, when's you going to get the boat ready so the old man can go on?
Yeah, we'll get it going. It's just about the winds and stuff. We got to have a good weekend for the winds so we're not out there on old about gas power.
Of course, it's about the wind.
About the winds.
Yeah. There's a real sailing expertise.
Yeah, it's about the wind.
No kidding.
Well, we don't want to be out there buttering on the gasoline.
Yeah. Wind is an important factor when you're sailing.
Analytics say you're right. I'm not sure. I got to go with my gut on this one.
All right, guys. Well, we got to wind things down. For Buster DeLay, Rick Berkey, he was a cool cat from Davenport University, a loyal and fellow Michigan Stater.
That was good to have.
Michael really Lawrence, Jake Perper, Ben Botham, the Big O, Jor Boudreau, Big Ed on the controls up in Clearwater. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.
You smell something? Yeah.
Fried pussycat.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. The Biden administration is easing some oil sanctions on Venezuela in an effort to support newly restarted negotiations between the Venezuelan government and its opposition on a humanitarian deal. This means Chevron will be allowed to resume limited energy production in Venezuela after years of sanctions against the Maduro government. President Biden getting into the holiday spirit despite an